Sandy,
we've got a feeling we've got to share with you.
Yeah, it's I'm going to kill you.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you? Sandy, hello. We're here for you. We're really in. Sandy. It's not confusing what's going on. Yeah, I mean, like, we're not saying anything. Oh my God, I just ripped my sweater.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Sandy! My name is Sandy! It's Sandy! My name is Sandy!
Hello, you are listening to show number 48 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? The only thing that I want to know at this moment is, are you tuned in to RuPaul's Drag Race? Have you been watching this? If you haven't, you're crazy, because this is one of the best shows on television. I don't have much to compare it to, but I can say that I have been enthralled with this show. I would have never heard of it because I rarely turn on that filthy piece of shit that sits in the middle of my living room. But I did read about it on delisted.com, and I saw a snippet of the video, and I was instantly pulled in. I said, this is going to be a show that I have to watch. And luckily, you can watch the show online, so I prefer to watch stuff online than to turn on that hunk of metal in the middle of the living room, because I just feel like it's demonic. And then it pulls you in to watching things that you would never normally watch. Once you turn it on, it's like, I don't know what happens. I don't know. It's like, next thing you know, you're watching shit that you would never watch on channels that you would never be interested in. Like, you know, like you could turn on the TV watching one thing, and the next thing you know, you're on HSN, and it's just ridiculous. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So the TV is the devil, except for RuPaul's Drag Race. Other than that, it's the devil. I never watched America's Top Model. I never watched that, but this is in the same vein. And, you know, of course, the contestants are, they're in drag. And myself, personally, I would like to hook up with Jade. That's all I'm saying. And Akasha is fucking so hot. Like, these women are they're so hot. These motherfuckers are so hot. What the fuck? They're so hot. Anyway, I think that would be my next stop on the sexuality bus, because I find women to be reprehensible. I find them to be offensive. So I think that my next live-in lover will hopefully be Jade from RuPaul's Drag Race. I love you, Jade. And if Jade doesn't want me, I would enjoy spending lovely evenings by the fire with Akasha or Rebecca Glasscock. You know, I don't mean to say anything else other than that. All right, why don't we talk to Nikki? Hi, Nicole.
Shmello. How you doing?
Very good. So I was just going through some feedback, you know.
Oh, that's good. We encourage feedback.
Of course. But I could, like, open up, go to my inbox and have positive feedback, but there'll be that one email. I'll get, like, one negative feedback. and I'll focus on that thing, like, you know, I'll focus on that. That'll be the one email that I'll focus on in that day. There could be 50, 60 emails. Oh, I love the show. I love, and I'll focus on that one email. And then I'll respond.
Right, like you don't care.
Yeah, I'll respond in a way that sounds like, oh, you know, I appreciate the feedback. Thank you. And I try to sound logical and mature and professional.
Right, and meanwhile, you're ripping your hair out. What do they know?
Right,
you could be ripping every hair out of your head while you're reading that and holding it all in inside, you know?
She's right, she has no idea that I set my hair on fire after I read that email.
What does she know? You could be banging your head against the wall, dripping blood. She may think you're okay.
Right, what if she has no idea that I bashed myself in the head so hard I fell on the floor and I had a heart attack? And I had to call 911, and my last breath, I dialed 911, and I said, I'm dying. And they came, and they had to give me the heart shocks. What do you call that?
Defibrillator.
Yeah, what does she know that they had to defibrillate me back to life today?
I don't know. What does she know? Maybe you stuck your finger down your throat, and you started throwing up, and you got so sick to your stomach.
Yeah, what does she know that I stuck three enemas up my ass? She has no idea that I took a box cutter, and I cut myself all day. I went and I laid down in the bathtub and I sliced my legs up after reading her feedback. It's almost 2 years later and I still get continuous and constant feedback about that bisexual show. And most of it is, I agree. And then there'll be one that comes through every couple of months about the bisexual show that's negative.
Right, a bisexual probably.
I think you're stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think you're stupid.
What does she know that you probably bashed your computer into a million pieces?
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. I respond appropriately.
On a rampage.
I respond appropriate and professionally. She has no idea.
And then eat your hands after.
She has no idea that I shoved my entire fist in my mouth. What does she know?
What does she fucking know?
She has no idea that I took a box cutter and I sliced myself across my belly.
You know what? Maybe now she knows.
Maybe now she knows that I have scars.
She knows what your mutilated body looks like.
I should take a picture of myself. I'm going to go buy a pack of cigarettes and burn myself. And I should take a picture of myself and say, this is what I did after I read your email. You know, it's very hard to cope. It's very hard.
What does she know? That you probably scratched your eyes out.
She doesn't know that I took a pencil and I poked myself in the eye.
And then write your name in blood all over the walls. They don't know.
Right. She doesn't know that I got right in the car and drove to ER. I went to Bellevue and they took my shoelaces. She doesn't know.
We take shoelaces and belts.
That's okay, because now I have a habit of, I cut myself.
You're a cutter.
Right, now of the PC people will be upset that we're joking about cutting and self-mutilation. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, expect another email. Expect another email.
And more cutting. I mean, they want to push me to self-injury.
Yeah, I'll come over with handcuffs and make sure you don't, like, do anything to hurt yourself.
Yeah, and then you got to put one of those things in my jaw so I don't bite anybody.
Yeah, well, like, have to 4-point.
Like Chris Brown? Like Chris Brown?
Bring you. Huh? Oh, that's showbiz.
Hollywood is the height of pomposity and arrogance, and I can't stand these stupid celebrities. I hate their guts.
Now you know what they think of you.
So what else?
Nothing.
Oh, no. I want to say that. I want to go into the other part. Because, you know, it's very difficult. There's a lot of women who become very angry when you don't think exactly like them. You know, you have to be exactly, you have to be exactly like me. What do you mean you have a different opinion? You have to be exactly, like, they're appalled and shocked when they find out that you have possibly a different opinion than them on a topic or something. How dare you? How dare you be different than me? We're Bobsy twins. We're twins. We're supposed to all be twins. This is a twin community. We're all just, we're all clones of each other. We all think exactly alike. We're all one happy family.
Oh, boy.
And one thing that I learned from this election is that bigots come in all stripes, shapes, colors, forms, and then they run into the voting booth and voted yes on 8 while they were calling everybody else names.
No, it's just they want it like a homogenized society, and it's not. People get very uncomfortable when they can't place you in a category. You know, they flip out a little bit and causes them to react and even cause some anger because they cannot put the finger on where you are. Not everyone gets thrown in a category. Conservative, lesbian, Democratic, Republican, an independent Green Party, like,
right.
They don't know where to put you.
Right. And if I, because I am obviously in, you know, we're doing broadcasts here, I'm obviously very concerned about freedom of speech, and the Fairness Doctrine is toilet paper. And so what'll happen is they'll read this and see that it's being propelled by the Democratic Party, and just because Democrats are behind it, they'll just throw all their logic away and say, well, Dems are behind it, so am I, and if you're against it, that must mean that you're conservative or you're a Republican. Like, how stupid do you think people are?
It's like a bunch of bullies.
It's like fascism. They really, I mean, that'll go over really well in Mussolini's Italy.
What about in Russia's Soviet Union?
Yeah, with Stalin, that would be, you know, that'd go really well. They want to punish conservatives. So what ends up happening with the Fairness Doctrine is you punish everyone. Like, you want to punish conservatives because they have higher ratings or whatever. But then what happens is everyone gets punished.
Then they start controlling the internet. Then they start controlling what you say, how you say it,
right,
on your phone. Maybe they listen in on your phone calls.
So
you can't even perform a proper search on Google.
And God forbid you speak out against this. There's people that are ready and railing to bully you. God forbid you say, you know, like, you can't say anything against Barack, or if they like McCain, you can't say anything against McCain, or if you say something about Hillary, you can't say anything against Hillary. They are all corrupt, and if you want to live in a world where you cannot speak when they're doing something insane, if that's a world you want to live in, then fine. That's not a world I want to live in, and I'll never stop talking about it and be quiet just because it makes you upset because you're a bandwagoner. And because you're in love.
Comfortable or uncomfortable. That's what they want gay people to do. They want them, you know, to not accept the word marriage because they're uncomfortable with it. They're uncomfortable that we want the same rights as everyone else. It goes all across the board, you know. They want to ignore it. They want you to just, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Don't make people uncomfortable about your sexuality. You know, I used to feel like that, uncomfortable, growing up with certain things, and I promised myself I will never allow myself to feel uncomfortable. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, to feel uncomfortable in your own skin, to feel like suppressed, to feel that people are looking at you weird. You know, I've learned to not care, and I think that's why I became so social. It's because I said, no one's going to make me feel uncomfortable. My sexuality, I'm going to, like, you know, face everything head on. Because when people feel that you're uncomfortable and insecure, they, you know, they pick at you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And too fucking bad if it makes you feel uncomfortable. Too bad. You know?
Yeah, right. And I think that's why, like, things like labels, you know, political labels, you know, throwing everyone in a bin. You know, and the way the political world is working right now, it's like it garners the same response that sports games get. You know, like what team you're on.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a football game.
And God forbid you don't like any of the teams. You're an outcast.
Yeah, right. Like, what if you live in New York and you're not a Yankees fan? Like,
but what if you just don't like baseball?
Right, well, we don't like baseball. We think it's ridiculous, right? Because it's competition and knocking the other guy down, winning and losing. And on the political arena, it's really the same thing in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. It's like that in life, in anything you do. Like, even though kids say, oh, I want to be different, they don't really want to be different. They want to blend in like everyone else. And they struggle with that. They struggle with being themselves.
Right, they say they want to be so different. They want to be so different so bad that they all dress exactly the same and all get the same piercing.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I didn't have my piercings.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, the problem with this kind of team mentality, us against them, me against you, no matter, you know, if I support somebody, no matter what they do, no matter how ludicrous it is, no matter how damaging it is to the world, I'm just going to throw my full support behind it and, you know, check all logic at the door. That's really, this really isn't a football game. It's, you know, there's dire consequences to things. And I mean, you know, it's just this kind of blind party unity is really ridiculous, because we've learned that not all Democrats are saints, and they are certainly not all on our side and voted yes on 8. Our response to this is so ridiculous. What do we have, some protests, and then a few people called and made some phone calls that sound threatening?
Well,
gay people don't do violent shit.
It's going to take more than just standing outside and protesting and holding up a couple of signs. I mean, Stonewall wasn't a peaceful protest.
Stonewall was anything but peaceful. They were flipping over cars, setting things on fire. They were physically fighting with police officers, NYPD police officers. Yep. People died. People were, you know, permanently injured. It was, you know, that was a revolution. You don't get revolution sitting and watching primetime TV. That's not revolution. The gay community can't even come together on the fact that gay marriage is a civil right, and that if you are against marriage, that you're against gay civil rights. Like, they can't even form that thought in their mind together, and they can't see that. They don't see how that's like a problem, and that's discrimination. But who cares?
Who the fuck cares?
Shut up! OMG!
LOL!
LOL! Like OMG! LMAO!
One time my mom text messaged me. Uh-huh. She was like, LMAO, YMT, FOMAG, ABC. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? My mother.
Right. Your mother who friends you on Facebook.
My mom's on MySpace. My mom's on YouTube.
Right, she is on YouTube, isn't she?
It's all about Joanne.
You know, everybody's beautiful on MySpace, so I don't even, like, notice people anymore, right?
Right.
But this one is a very attractive. All I'm saying is I like a woman with a little bit of meat. I just like a woman with a little bit of meat, not too much. And I'm not really attracted to women that look like that, all glamorous anymore. I'm really not attracted to that anymore, because I know how self-centered and usually very stupid they are. I'm sorry to say it. Emails! I'm sorry to say it, but they're usually stupid. What can I say? What can I say? What can I do? Are you having a conversation with me, or am I talking to the wall? Wait, let me talk to the wall. Yes, so what I was saying was... I'm sorry, I'm talking to the wall now. Sorry. So what I was trying to say, you know, wall... I don't like to worry, is she bulimic, you know? Is she anorexic? I like to know that if I don't cook for her, or if she didn't cook for herself, that she will eat. I like to know that she's not so pettily obsessed with her shape that she won't eat or skip meals or
That's
has
annoying.
Yes, and when they have this obsession with food and this like thing where, you know, did I eat? I have to skip a meal. I have to do this. Oh, I didn't eat it this time, so I'm going to skip a meal, and then later I'm going to binge. Then I'm going to be upset. And then I'm going to skip breakfast tomorrow. Then I have to work out. Then I have to do this. Like, there's so, like, food is such an...
You know what I can't stand? When someone's like, oh, I forgot to eat today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What? How do you forget to eat?
Yeah, you didn't forget to eat.
All I think about is eating. I went through that phase when I was in Europe. The thing is, it doesn't last long, because, you know...
Can you talk clearer? I can't hear you.
And I lost a lot of weight, but that's because, you know, you're busy, you're in a new environment, you're walking around, you're looking around. Like, that I can understand, you know?
Everyone loses weight when they go to Europe, because the food isn't as poisoned as ours is. And you eat more pasta, you eat more meat, but it's just the food is different. It's just, it's different.
How do people forget to not eat breakfast? I'm still stuck on that. I have a friend who forgets to eat. She's like, oh, I forgot to. I'm like, what do you mean you forgot to eat?
I don't even think I'm attracted to women anymore. I think they're disgusting, ugly beings. Emails! You, certain people are more prone to write in, you know? Like, I could say anything about trannies because trannies have, a serious sense of humor.
Right.
I could say anything about... Butch women have excellent senses of humor a lot of the time. Like, you could say shit about butches and they don't get upset. This girl's body's so banging. Did you see the picture I sent? God knows how many people have been in that snatch. Ugh. God knows. I just wish that I didn't have a sex drive anymore. God forgive me, I shouldn't even say that, but... What do you do when you have a very active sex drive, but you're not attracted to either sex? What do you do? You masturbate, but besides that...
Yeah, you watch porn.
Besides that, what do you do?
I think you're full of shit. Okay, I think you just have to be emotionally attracted to someone.
I find the more... the people that I'm attracted to are always assholes. So...
Assholes!
Assholes. I'm attracted to assholes. I'm attracted to assholes. So now I've just resorted to not being attracted to anyone.
You emotionally distance yourself for whatever reasons you have.
Because she's a devil.
Because you have a fear of getting hurt and getting all caught up.
I don't care about these whores. Women are whores. Men have had it right all along. Women are whores. They're sluts. All they want is sex. They're pigs. I hate women. All they are is slutty whores.
You're cheap. She has a very, very nice body.
Oh, you seen her?
Sure.
She's fine.
She's. You better edit this out.
Why?
Because I get nervous.
Right. What did you say? She has a nice, she has a very nice shape.
A nice shape, yeah. A very nice shape.
And because my girlfriend's going to listen to the show.
This is what this podcast is about. You look at women all day, huh? That's what you do and comment on their body. That's what we do, and we refer each other to all the porn sites.
What was the other one that you mentioned that you gave me for Valentine's Day?
Xhamster.com. A friend showed me that one. She said she Googled free porn site, and that came up.
Oh, okay, I'm going there now. Oh my God, this looks so dramatic.
What?
This looks very filthy. Is it really free?
Yeah, you just click on the things and...
Oh, my goodness. Show what you get.
Oh, she's such a whore. What a filthy pig. Oh God, she's getting done by like a million people. All right, hold on. It's enough of the smut. Anyway,
Schmutz.
Let me put that in my favorites. Hi, yeah.
Hi,
so,
yeah.
Anyway. All right, I had enough of you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening in. Today, it's always a pleasure to come into your personal space, wherever you may be at the moment. I don't know if where you might be. I really don't know. You could be on the bus, the subway. I don't know what you're doing. I don't. That's the truth. I don't know what you're doing. This. I just want to know. Anyway, so our next show posting will most likely be. I'm just taking a good guess here, but the next show posting will most likely be the 2-year anniversary of this program. So it has been almost 2 years now that we've been doing this program, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. But and so what I'm going to do for that program is I'm going to be taking the voicemails that you guys have called in and left voicemails. So I'm going to be playing as many of those as possible. And if you would also like to call in to say anything, like, I don't know, maybe go fuck yourself, you know, 2 years too long, you fucking hole, things like that, messages of love, of this nature. Or you could say things like, you know, happy anniversary. You know, you can say stuff like that. You know, whatever. It's not a big deal. Anyway, so if you did want to call into that voicemail, that number is 206-984-4093. We'd love to hear from you. Again, thank you for listening. And if you'd like to catch us, you can get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can find us doing all kinds of things on Twitter at twitter.com/TheLesbianMafia. You can listen to this program on your telephone. And that number to call would be 651-925-1610. Thank you very much for all of the lovely gifts and presents that you send to the P.O. Box. I have to make my way over there at some point to see what other goodies you lovely, darling people send. Good old faithful Dave sends lots of fun stuff to keep me busy. What else? For the moment, I think that is all, I think. I don't know what I'm forgetting. If you needed to contact us by email, that email is info@thelesbianmafia.com. How's that? Is that good? I hope so. And I hope to talk to you again very soon. Okay then. Bye-bye.
Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Cause I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. They talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.